Welcome to Google Ads Unleashed, the podcast that helps you harness the power of Google Ads to increase sales for your online business. In an ever-changing Google Ads landscape, we uncover the latest strategies, techniques, and best practices for creating effective ad campaigns that deliver real results. And now your host, Jeremy Young.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Google Ads Unleashed. I can only say one thing. The marketing world, the PPC world, is an uproar because this week something very big is going to happen in the EU and EA area. Consent Mode version 2 will be compulsory. So this short podcast is just going to tell you a little bit about what it is, tell you why you need it, when it's due, and I'm also going to give some hints on implementation, but it's quite technical and difficult, so I can't really sort of give you a full sort of overview on how this is done, unfortunately, via podcast. So first of all, I'm going to talk to you about what Consent Mode version 2 actually is. So Consent Mode is an advanced online privacy solution which was launched by Google in 2020 in the wake of GDPR. And what it is, it's basically a framework that helps Google to securely collect data without any reliance on any other third-party cookies. And in a way, it's hence a way where users can also customize the collection of their user information, and where users can also withdraw their consent to have data stored or used by Google. It also used to only have two signals, ad underscore storage and analytics underscore storage. And whereas these were parameters where it was more about the actual collection of the data, the new parameters that are now new in Consent Mode 2 are parameters which help Google to use the data for ads specifically. That means personal data in terms of who to show, what type of people to show the ads to properly, and also ad personalization, that users can give consent to have ads, you know, specifically shown to them for instance, remarketing purposes, right? Or to be populated into a remarketing list or an audience list, etc., etc. And Consent Mode is exactly that. It's just another Consent Mode version 2. It's an upgraded feature about how to giving users the power to model a little bit more what kind of data they want to allow Google to process about them, okay? So there's two ways you can set this up. It's called basic consent and advanced consent. And the first one, basic consent, is that the tags through which you will collect the data, so through GA4 or through any other Google products, only fires when actually someone grants consent and then the tags fire. Or you can also fire the tags already and model it or set it up in such a fashion that if Google tags fire and someone then doesn't grant consent to have their data stored and collected and processed, that still Google Ads can sort of detect this data and send cookieless pings for behavior modeling in GA4. Very technical, but all in all, it just means you need a cookie banner and you need to have it configured in a way that is compliant with Google's regulations. And you will also have to do it in such a way that it complies with either one of them two implementations that I've just mentioned. Why do you have to care about it? Pretty much straightforward. It's the law in EEA and EU countries from the 6th of March onwards. That's this Wednesday. And if you are using Google Ads, you will have to implement it and must take this seriously if you are advertising in Europe. So you will not get around that. What is going to happen if you do not if you do not do anything, if you just carry on? So the first thing that I think will happen is Google will start blocking Google Ads accounts from capturing new user data within Europe. This means that you will start to see a decline in your user data in Google Analytics 4. You will see that you will not be able to create audience lists, or you will not be able to continue using audience lists because they won't populate with new users. You will not be able to share those lists or use them in Google Ads. And I also think it is going to go as far. So Ginny Marvin, who is the product liaison of Google Ads, actually went as far as to say 2 weeks ago in an interview that accounts will be start to be penalized if they don't meet the minimum requirements of consent mode version 2. Why is this tricky? Why is this difficult? The reason is pretty straightforward, because Google's documentation so far, unless you're a developer, most of you guys are primarily marketers, right? You probably will have known or realized that even when I'm trying to explain this on the podcast, it comes out a little bit bumpy. The reason is because I'm primarily a marketer and not primarily a developer, right? So our team and I, we had to do some extensive training in the past months in order to actually learn how to implement this via Tag Manager properly. And I guess a lot of people will be feeling the same, because the guides that Google has brought out are shaky at best. The tag support team is pretty decent, but even they, you know, can't solve this massive mammoth challenge. So what is going to be difficult, and I think what's going to happen, is a lot of people who are just, you know, normal e-commerce business owners who have 20 different hats on, who have to just crack on with their lives and it got bigger fish to fry, will really fall under the bus with this, because it's going to be something that Google obviously will enforce and force us to do. And a lot of people will simply just not know how to implement that. At the same time, this gives a massive, massive advantage to anyone who will be implementing it properly, because not only are you going to be compliant and not be penalized and be able to have access to all the features, but also you will collect better data than your competitors. And as a result, your ad performance should outgun them by a country mile. So I think that's going to be a big shock to the system. I would argue that the implementation of consent mode version 2 would be the biggest update maybe since the rollout of Performance Max, or even the rollout of Smart Bidding. And yeah, I think a lot of people will really struggle with this, because there's not many platforms really that have sort of taken the opportunity with a proper implementation of consent mode version 2. So it's going to be an exciting time. We as an agency, we, like I said, invested in training and how to do this properly. And we actually are able to set up consent mode version 2 with a mix, we're using Cookiebot primarily. So we are a Cookiebot reseller. So if you want to get into touch, then please do so, and we can get the setup with you. But we use, like I said, Cookiebot and Google Tag Manager and a bit of custom code in order to implement consent mode properly. And we've so far rolled it out to about 24 accounts. And everywhere it's working fantastically, and so far I'm not really seeing any interruption to the conversion tracking process. So yeah, so far it's all good. If you are struggling, just get in touch. We will be hosting a webinar as well on a tracking implementation soon. And if you have any further questions or feedback about the podcast, let me know. Otherwise, good luck implementing consent mode version 2, and I'll see you out there. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Google Ads Unleashed. Be sure to subscribe wherever you heard this podcast so you never miss a future episode. If you found value in today's podcast, please share it with others and leave a rating and a review. For more information or to connect with Jeremy, check him out online at www.younganddigital.marketing. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.